A legacy restored in Evansville on this moment of Indiana history. Lockfield Gardens in Indianapolis was the Cadillac of housing projects erected under President Franklin Roosevelt's Public Works Administration. After the complex closed in the 1970s, however, all but seven of the project's original 24 buildings were demolished. Lockfield Gardens' significance in the city's African-American history was acknowledged by the placement of its extant structures on the National Register of Historic Places. Another significant state landmark from the New Deal era was facing obliteration in the late 1990s. The only other PWA housing project built in Indiana, one of the first 50 built in the U.S., went up in Evansville's historically black community, Baptist Town. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt herself cut the ribbon at the Evansville Project's 1938 opening. With such facilities as its own USO, the segregated Lincoln Gardens complex went beyond housing the city's poor to serving as the center of a self-sufficient black community. All but one of the project's original buildings had been razed when the Evansville County Authority agreed to deed the remaining structure to the board of the Evansville African American Museum, which opened in June 2007. The facility showcases memorabilia from the city's all-black schools and pays homage to such celebrated Native sons as jazz drummer Big Sid Catlett and actor Ron Glass. Visitors may also tour a restored one-bedroom apartment that would have housed a family of six. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.